Blog Talk Radio.
You now entered the quest with the Black Triad. Now you know the reason for the Black Mafia theory. Yes, it has real meanings, but no matter how you define it, it still comes out black. See, it's just a hair trip, so you can call it what you want.
When I hang around with the underground, but when I'm with the mafia, I'm dropping. And if you're holding, I'll be knocking ya. Baby, why not? You shouldn't drop because I'm popular. You group with the clock, I love to pop it. The coppers get shot, they shouldn't try to stop the mafia. Tupac, a pack a punch and pump the trunk. I'm pumping G-Funk, but you can call it what you want. How many times I gotta tell you, don't ignore it. Either be my hoe or hit the door, you nothing. Oh, that's why I love to go on tour, G. Stores are hoes behind the door, niggas know it now. Sippin' on the 40, so you can call it what you want. Grab the blunt,
the kick. Well, I am the danger, similar to a killer. I romp around the cop and chop and stop him like I drill a dystopia. Check it as I choke the slow poke, wrap the captain's ass faster than half a pound of coke. The Lord Mother say, first and 15, another way of saying it. I got a whistle tip, but it's okay to get the clue. Cause who I send your team to the shop, and you would do a rhythm. They got the wonder twin powers. I devour much shit about lunch breaks, I shit about your thing. What do you think? This is a threat, just forget about a comeback. You're done black. See, Cuddy was the stopper, but you call me the ender when I chop you with the chopper. Finger with the stinger, flex the trigger finger. I blow you to bits and I gotta be kicking. I'm grabbing a mic and finger. Lyrics with the maximum security crew. I smoke a strip, but I'm not Jamaican. So won't you let a Yankee doodle do what he has to? Raise my hand and cast her. Hell, if I send me kids, tell you better ask her. Weatherman, he'll sigh and reply, you should have stayed in the house. Cause man, it's gonna rain and melt.
Rhythm, smoke, and grab my food by throat. And don't let him go, tell him holla, holla, really go. Now money, 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 beat. What's that to me?
187, why you wanna be?
Well, I like to clock big G's and hang out all night. I never worry about a bitch, cause he can't tell me shit. Plus, money, money is a pimp thing. What? And see, if you was in my shoes, you'd be doing the same. So don't ever, ever fuss if I'm a G, I play a hustle when I'm busting on the mic. I could never be a customer. That's me, cause when I'm going deep, the only customers getting stuck in the house is the pussy I be. Then when I pop that ding yang, I tell them sit down, shut up, bitch, and let me kick game. You know, those always be saying they got it going on, but if they wanna get with a nigga like me, they gotta pay a fee. I am not the no-neck nigga from the planet called Slipper. From the planet Black, I'll be alive to free tip. Yo, so take a sip of the psycho maker. Pips up, hold up, must be a player.
Now hold up, wait a second.
Nah, I'll fuck your bitches on the last record. Yo, it's like I'm high on a ragamuffin flip. Me a dope sound, but a man, the myth. Man, they wanna see me face shit like I did last year. So I post on them, then I toast on them. No, I never, never, never had a murder rap. And if it's bitches say that ditty, I'm bound to get your neck down. So there it is, and how it's gonna be. So I pass the joint to my man, KM.
Well, you can call it what you want, but if you don't, I'm still a nigga with a pimp strut. Ooh, a macadamia nut. I say, what you wanna work off what you owe? Well, alright, you little silly asshole. Now when you wanna rendezvous and get tramped, give a call to the clinic, ATL, the pimp camp, and see which player is up for the downstroke.
Cause you squeezing, cause you
so toast in my hoes, like I said before. I fuck 4 bitches a day, and I'm looking for more. Cause scores and scores of hoes be leaving my house like bam, and I'm like damn. Now my niggas didn't label me the dangerous neighborhood nasty man, cause they know I can't. When you wake up in the morning, I only give you 5 pushes. I'll be out by your garage, away behind the bushes, drinking coffee, smooth waiting to talk, see, like a true hoe gigolo should be. See, I'm a giant and the rest of them are fakers, especially when it comes to the bitches and they money makers. A simp nigga hesitate to dish your trap, but I don't, so he's black mafioso, he's gonna what you want.
Wake up, I command you in the name of
Jesus, wake up! Wake up out of your sleep! Wake up! Wake up out of your sleep! The Lord told me to tell you, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Stop crying and wake up! Stop worrying and wake up! Stop fretting and wake up. God's getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony, wake up! In the closet, wake up!
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Post my trip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie.
Wake up! Wake up!
Wednesday morning, got a hell of a show planned for this morning. You know, I hope everyone had a good night's rest. I hope everyone slept peacefully. I hope everyone slept. Hope everyone woke up this morning like they were supposed to. First blessing of the day today is that we woke up this morning. So we want to be thankful for waking up and rejoicing in his grace. You know, rejoicing in his grace, being glad that we are in today and that we woke up today. You know what I mean? So y'all know how we do every day. We, what? What's your point at? Huh? Oh, okay. Y'all gotta, I got a little kid getting dressed and everything. She needed some socks, so, so listen, y'all. You got to wake your ass up morning show. You know what I'm saying? It is Wednesday morning, 8:11 in Las Vegas, Nevada. How you guys doing? I hope you're getting up, getting your kids together, because that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I had to convert my home into a studio and everything. I hope everybody is dealing with this pandemic. We're going into like the second year with this. You know what I'm saying? Our reality is now it's wearing masks and everything. You know, make sure that you wear your mask, wash your hands, wash your ass, and keep social distance. All right? I mean, that's just our reality right now. You know what I mean? And it's going to be our reality for a good little while. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is right now. So we want to make sure that everybody stay masked up. Everybody keep their social distance. Everybody's washing their hands, washing their ass, and everything like that, because you don't want to be outside caught with a funky ass or nasty hands or a nasty ass. I don't want to get caught with a nasty ass. I know that damn much. You know what I mean? But like I said, y'all know how we get down every morning. We do this every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So the East Coast is catching us at another time. The West Coast is catching us right now. You know what I mean? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. We do this every day of the week. Now we're about to add on a sixth day on Saturdays to start doing special interviews for our black-owned businessmen, for my black-owned business magazine that's due to launch the next month or so. So we are gearing up, getting ready for the fall hours. We're going to spring back or fall forward, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be coming on an hour later instead of an hour earlier and everything, starting next week, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I mean? We do have our black entrepreneur segment that we are looking for people to be a part of. If you're trying to get your black-owned business heard out there, get it attended and everything like that, we deal with about 40,000 people every morning that's listening from all overseas. Shout out to Poland, shout out to Turkey, shout out to everybody from back side that's listening right now. You can hit us up at 657-383-0199, 657-383-0199, or text us on our text line, 702-475-1109. Send me your questions, concerns, anything, you know what I'm saying? But right now, y'all know how we get down. We always say our word of prayer in the morning. We give thanks because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. So we asked you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, and we come to you and we thank you for another morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for making us a priority and putting us on the wake-up list this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for us waking up, for those who are waking up in their right mind. We got a lot of mental illness and things going on, Lord Jesus, and a lot of this COVID and a lot of things that we've been dealing with and this variant that we're dealing with is changing a lot of our mindsets.
We want to keep our mindsets the same. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to cover us in your blood every day. Cover us in your blood every moment. To cover us in your blood every minute. And with those words this morning, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you abundantly. And all we just ask to do is just bless us, direct our steps, point us in the right direction, Lord Jesus, so we can serve you better. In your name we pray this morning, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray this morning. Amen, 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 and amen again. All right? Listen, y'all, it is, what time is it? It's 8:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? 70 degrees. You know what I mean? This morning's topic is mental illness between black men and women in today's society. Now, I know we've been dealing with a lot of mental illness. A lot of our athletes have been dealing with mental illness. A lot of the people that's standing next to you or calling you on the phone is dealing with mental illness. We must be aware of what's going on in our families, in our with our people, and within ourselves. Now, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of mental illness that goes on in our black communities. What we're talking about today is mental illness in black men, not white men, not Latino men, not Italian men. We're talking about mental illness in black men. Now, I chose this topic this morning because I've dealt with it. It runs in my family. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got somebody in their family with some mental illness, whether his name is Pookie Peaches or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Everybody got an identity crisis. Everybody got mental illness going on in their family. I wouldn't care if you think your family is straight. You got some mental illness going on in your family. Somebody down the line of your ancestors or your family tree, it's been crazy to the motherfucker. Shit like that there. And you know they was crazy. You knew they was crazy when you went over to Big Mama house that Thanksgiving and they came out in their drawers and this, that, and the other in the football helmet. And everything, that ain't mental illness, that's retardation. You know, you know what I'm saying? And everything. You remember that cousin that used to come out and shit, come out of the back room and everything with his drawers on and football helmet on and shoes and everything? And who is you? You remember he used to ask you that shit over and over again? You used to feel uncomfortable and be like, damn. All right, then, cuz, I hear you, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Well, that's where it stems from. No one never told us about that cousin. He just popped up and shit at that Sunday dinner. Oh, shit, where he come from and everything, you know what I'm saying? Coming out the back room and everything, and them Fruit of the Loom draws and shit. Shit harder than Chinese arithmetic, and you like, who is this motherfucker standing over me? That's what we're talking about. Mental illness in black men, it runs in the family. We have to get a hold of it. You have to ask questions about the mental illness that runs in your family because it may skip certain generations and you be the one that has it, that have it fully blown in your system. But your family won't tell you about it. Your people won't talk to you about it. You can't find anyone to confide in about it to try and get some answers. If you talk to Big Mama, Big Mama gonna tell you, ain't no damn mental illness in our family, but you did have a cousin. And everything. So this is what we are talking about this morning. You can hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or send us a text. High five. All right. Send us a text at 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. All right, let us know who, what, when, where, why, whatever. You got any comments, questions, concerns, send it to the text line. Or you can call us Once again, 657-383-0199. Share the show. You know what I'm saying? Share the link to the show. If I text it to you this morning, share the link with somebody. Send it to somebody different. Somebody else may need to hear this show this morning. They may be dealing with mental illness. We have to make sure that we stay aware of mental illness, because if it runs in the family, that means it's going to run through us. Dealing with depression, anxiety, trigger words, things like that. It's all in mental illness. And that's what we're talking about today. This morning on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Today is supposed to be the high of 82. All right? You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be two-digit temperatures all the rest of this week. So we are cooling down, everybody. We are cooling down and everything like that. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to us, everybody that's overseas. You know what I'm saying? We are over our 1,000th show. We just working hard to make sure we bring you the morning show every morning on a consistent basis. All right? You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of stuff going on in the local news this morning. You know what I mean? But we're going to get this show started right now. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? We got an action-packed show this morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. Let's go. Let's get it started. Wake your ass up.
Yo, Jazzy Fat.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all.
Jay Fat.
Wednesday morning.
Squad. Noon time.
That's how we doing it. My man Dave Hollister.
Yeah.
You know, I came in the store pimping.
We gonna do this thing a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? They used to say I used to do that back in the day, right?
I drop it right here.
But this is what I used to do.
Came you with the top down, chilling. Got out of my whip, not tripping. Baby walked up to me. Tightest thing you ever wanna see. Shawty looking kinda right, satisfy my appetite. Baby, you know my steelo, gotta get with you on the steelo. I came in the dope, handling strictly business. Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. I came in the dope, pimping. Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. Now I'm not trying to be on my own dick, but I fell off in the club looking so slick. Was looking for something nice and chocolate. Didn't want to have to come up out my pocket.
Shawty's in here kinda right, satisfy my appetite, yeah.
But they know my steelo. Gotta get with them on a D-Lo.
There's no place I'd like to take you. With big pimps and hustlers kicking. We just say what matters, don't you? Roll your dice and get your cheese.
Now the meaning of the song is, baby, if you're about it, get it on. From the late night to the break of dawn, I'ma still get my pimp on. I came in the door pimping.
Handling strictly business.
Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. I came in the door pimping.
Handling strictly business.
Well, nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes.
Bitch, that's right, pimping hoes. Two short babies slamming Cadillac doors. I've been a Mac half my life. If I wanna have your wife, it won't take me too much. I'm gonna make it last all night. When you're dealing with my type, don't get caught up in the hype. I be taking all your bitch money and you know that just ain't right. Cause you brought her to the club, but you didn't leave with her. Trying to figure how a player like Show Dog could get her. Somebody had to do it. She didn't really love you. Another pimp got your hoe and you don't know what to do.
I came in the door pimping. Nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. Came in the door pimpin',
handling strictly business.
Said it's nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes, yeah. I got to handle my business,
handling strictly business.
I came in the door pimpin'. Yeah, I got to handle my business, y'all. Yeah,
handling strictly business.
Jazzy Faye came through the door. Oh, 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 oh.
Handling strictly business.
I came in the door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast. Today's topic is about mental illness between black men and women in today's society. We're dealing with a lot of mental illness in our communities right now. And it's just the thing of having someone to talk to, having someone to turn to. Our significant others are supposed to be there for us when we're dealing with our mental issues or trying to make sure that we are taking care of our mental issues or taking care of our health and our wellness and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And we need to take time and give that person our ear. Take time and give them the time of day to listen to them, because suicide is running very, 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 very high right now in the black communities. Between black men, it is definitely spiked within the last year. Between black men are killing themselves these days because we feel as if we have no one backing us. We have no one behind us. Yes, sweetie, I can understand. I hear you women. Well, I'm here and I'm here supporting you and this, that, and the other. Sweetie, are you really asking your man what is going on with him? Let's be real this morning. Are you really asking him where is his mental status is? Where is his mindset? How is he really feeling? Do you really sit down and ask to talk to your dude about his mental status? You see him going through the process of trying to find work and trying to make ends meet and make sure that he's being there for you. If you don't see that, then okay, I can understand why you're not asking him that. But for the men, I'm speaking up for the men that is out there working, that is out there trying to make a difference, that is making sure that they're bringing home the bacon and giving it to you so you can fry it up in the pan. Half of you women ain't even frying up the bacon in the pan when we get home, let alone have a meal on the table. You got to understand, these are things that set off mental illness. You know what I mean? It gets to where we get tired of speaking on certain things. You get tired of bringing things up. You get tired of mentioning things. And you definitely get tired of telling someone how you've been feeling, how you're feeling, and how you think that you've been feeling for the last couple of months, years, days, and they don't listen to you. Lady, start listening to your man about his mental illness. Women, men, start listening to your woman about their mental illness. Start listening to your child. Your child may not tell you about their mental illness and how they've been feeling. Why? They don't want to disturb you. They don't want to get you upset. That's the main thing that my daughter tells me. I don't want to disturb you, Dad. I don't want to get you upset or anything like that there. And the thing is to let me know what's going on in your life and let me know what you're thinking about. If we don't press these issues to find out from our children, from our parents, from our relatives, or anybody that's supposed to be a significant other or close to you in your life, if you can't ask these things and find these things out, then you got to back the hell off and everything, and you got to self-persevere and do make an analogy, and that's kind of like sweep your own carpet before you sweep somebody else's carpet. We all need help. We all need help mentally and physically. But right now this morning, we are talking about mental illness between black men and women in today's society. Hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or send us a text to our text line, 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. Send us a text to our text line. Let us know about your mental illness. Let us know if anybody in your family got mental illness, or let us know that you just hearing where we're coming from and you agree wholeheartedly. We got to come together, because it seems like right now, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, it seems like right now the black race is the only race that is that white people playing us close now. We used to think Latinos was down with us. You know, yeah. My brother look now and go, por qué? I know English, and this and that. No, motherfucker, you speak English, good English, and shit. You hear what the fuck I'm saying, but now you want to play, the race card and this and the other because of what we're going through and everything like that, and we are not sticking together. But I tell you one thing, those other races stick together when it comes down to mental illness. We are the only race, our black race, is the only ones that will walk past somebody with mental illness and look at him and go, let me get the fuck away from him because I don't want him tripping out on me. You know what I'm saying? When we need to be coming together and solving this together. We got too many of our kids, of our younger kids that's in college right now, that's dealing with mental illness. They are stressed. They are burnt out. They want you to meet these deadlines and this, that, and the other that they can't even meet, that the teachers or the professors or anyone in our society can't even meet themselves. I called my teachers. I called my daughter's teachers the other day and asked them, how come you're not sending them home with homework? Do you know they told me that we don't send home homework? Oh, no shit. Really? Now, no, don't send home homework. Life, of everyday life. Where the hell when I was in school? You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean? So now they didn't got it to where the kids can finish their work on a computer. Or they give it to me and have the finishing before we even come home. Okay, then I make sure that my daughters still do work when they get home to keep their mental focus focused. You know what I'm saying? It was a time my daughters didn't like school. They didn't get a kick out of school. They hated the shit. They didn't want to get up and go and this, that, and the other. But I nurtured with them and worked with them and made school fun. I didn't like school. I hated school. School depressed me and this, that, and the other. Why? Because I'm finding out now that we are more advanced than a lot of teachers think that we are. You gotta stimulate our minds in school, in education, just like in life. That's why I tell these women, if you can't hold a man's attention, how the hell you figure you're gonna hold his attention for the rest of your life if you can't hold for 6 months to even try and establish a type of relationship or even get one started. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. 70 degrees outside, 833 this morning. You need to hit us up, y'all, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or hit us on our text line, 702-475-1109. Our topic this morning is mental illness between black men and black women in today's society. We got your boy Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Time to wake your ass up.
Oh, no. It's time, no.
What's up? If you got any things to say, got any questions, concerns, let me know, y'all. Let's talk about it. It's mental illness between black men and black women in today's society.
Let's go.
world, make it fast.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Time to ride off into the universe, partners.
you because it's so strange. What does that mean to you? A wrinkle that fell, an alien package. Try to bang it, let me have it. But I'm from the planet of the AMR-ICA. Oh, we never run from a motherfucking hoe face. Not the way of survival for your kids and your dogs. Not the way of survival with the kids in your house. I'm from the AMR-ICA. When we combat stress, screaming boom by day. Not the way of survival for your kids and your dogs. Not the way of survival with the kids in your house. Every nappy had a stash and blast and since a pup. Now I'm trained to bust.
Yeah, we run through it.
It's the game.
alibi. Light up a blunt, boy, 20 funk mob. Little man in the hood with a horn selling corn on a cob. Hit the liquor store and get a swisher. With the old heads talking cream like dentures. I take you on a Las Vegas adventure. Flying through the city in a Nissan Sentra. I know some bad blood babies like Taylor Swift. They the fly things walking on some gangster shit. I know some Mexican mommy teachers, they insane. They pop pills and get the rolling like a script game. Little homies in the hood doing backflips. Get it popping like grandma's catfish. So pull up your pants and wash your hands. And if she asks if you're hungry, answer yes, ma'am.
Grandpa's in the kitchen making nickel frying fishes.
Like a frisbee. Low rider got my Colt 45 busy. Down on Duck Juice and Gin Walk Disney. Smoking granddaddy with my granddaddy. All of me, I be funkin' with my whole family. She smoking 24 carry go, she so fancy. Fat fanny, sundress with no panties. Swing down, I wanna ride on your mothership. Hovering toilet, I'm on some other shit. Ride shotgun and blow me a shotgun. See certain nose and pop 'em with a shotgun. Bust one from the wrist, call it coming time. Big dog, Great Dane, Las Vegas summertime. I'm hot bone, who wanna get some of mine? I had to crash like a drummer line.
Second and third generation, if I'm not mistaken, of the George Clinton clan. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was changing them boys' diapers and buying them stuff for their birthday and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So they doing the damn thing, you know what I mean? So once again, y'all make sure y'all look out for them. That's my man Trey Clinton. You know what I'm saying? He got a group called Garangutan. Yeah, Garangutan. You know what I'm saying? And everything, hit us up. 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Shout out to my man Ross Fett out there doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Out there in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? I keep telling y'all, we are worldwide up in here, you know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And today's topic is mental illness between black men and women in today's society, you know what I'm saying? It is something that is running rampant. You know what I mean? Through our community. And got to understand, 75% of the homeless people out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, is due to mental illness. They can't even get their medication. They can't even get seen properly by a doctor. It's getting to where out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm about to say it, to where they're making it more for the rich. They're not making it for the people that's here, that's being loyal to the city, that's feeding into the city, that's pouring money into the city. They could give a damn about us, and they could damn sure give a damn about a black man that's trying to make it out here and make his stamp, make his mark, doing anything in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's a mental challenge in itself. The only thing that the white man want to do with our black women is to have sex with the black woman. That's about it. That's about it from what I see. Now, y'all got to understand, I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I get out here and I deal with this every day. I get out here with a target on my back every day. I get out here with people looking at me up and down and this, that, and the other. Being a big man and everything like that, of course, I get looked at. Of course, I mean, you know, people think that I'm intimidated. I'm the sweetest thing that you ever may want to meet and everything, you know what I'm saying, until you piss me off, you know what I mean? But that triggers mental illness in a black man. I'm walking out of here still feeling under someone's scrutiny, still figure like I'm under someone's magnifying glass, still figure someone can't accept me in society because of my size, my color, the way I talk, the way I walk and everything like that, the way I enunciate, the way I pronunciate words, my verbal ability to talk to you and everything like that. And then once again, my education is a factor also. My education isn't welcomed, it's a threat. All of this deals with mental illness, because you go home and you think about that and you wonder why I drink the way I do as a black man, because I got these damn demons talking to me at night or speaking to me, or I've been in this room so long to where I've talked and talked and talked and talked and talked, and now the words are bouncing off the walls and this, that, and the other, and I can hear those, I can hear myself in this room talking back to me. This is mental illness. Depression. You wake up in the morning and get up, sit on the side of your bed beside you and look at you and go, no, we're not going to do this today, are we? And you'll look at depression and go, yeah, you're right. Some of us are not that strong to fight that off. Some of us are looking for a reason to get back into bed and say, uh-uh, not today. We'll try it again next week. We'll try it again tomorrow. And you will lay in bed that whole day. This is mental illness amongst black men. Man, let me tell you what mental illness is like. Mental illness is, and depression is when no one calls to check on you. And people know what I'm talking about. When no one calls to check on you and you wonder if anybody even cares about your well-being. But you will call everybody in the book and check on them. And will nobody return that text message, return that thought, return that gesture or anything? That's depression. People say, oh, yeah, I don't need nobody, and I don't just say the other and everything like that. That's bullshit. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be checked on. Everybody wants to be invited out. Everybody wants to hear somebody else's voice on that other side of the phone saying, hey, how you doing? How was your day today? You cannot tell me no one likes to hear that. That's true. And if you can't find the people, or you got so many people in your life or so many people on social media or whatever, and not one of them can hit you up and say, hey, how you doing? You need to get rid of them. I'd be cleaning the house. My circle is so small. My circle is so small, if I hug my circle, I'll be hugging myself also. That's how small my circle is. You know what I mean? And we're going back into another pandemic. Trust me, we are. We are going back into another pandemic. And sure as my name is Fat Man West Coast, Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm trying to tell y'all, mental illness is something not to play with. Trigger words. When we come back, y'all, we're going to talk about trigger words and mental illness. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199, y'all. Or hit us on the text line. This is Cass Clinton, one of the Clinton boys, y'all. The legacy goes on. Let's go.
You eat a green, no, you can't beat me. With Superman's eyes, can't see me. My game too strong, can't leave me. Your bitch outside, don't believe me. Weed makes you good, no sleep, sleep. 808 bumping in the RT. Rollie on my wrist, that's my RC.
27 heartbeat.
Baking in baked with a jumpsuit. Got bottles of Henny sitting on ice. I know some things about that smoke. Don't hate on a nigga that got the energy. When it comes to money, don't play with me. Don't bang, but I let the goon out. The ones that bump their head straight through to me. Me and my bro got the jewelry. Trap house nigga with the pool. Pockets full of cabbage and I'm running with. If you don't feel in spots, then I'm cutting it. 38 grams with the peppermint. If the pussy too's good, get a settlement. Bitch, I eat the kitties like a middleman. I'm killing these blunts like a hitman. Got guns in every state, each man. Best friends, Franklin and Jefferson. Money to my knees, no Kaepernick. Your nigga walk away with a step in it. Bars left and right and I'm wrecking it. Nigga, I'm good, no president. My flow get around like it's undead. I walk away from it like I broke shit. Your girl call me back on that old shit. If the beat come back, I'ma coach it. Feeling like Drake on some hoe shit. Supreme to the float, that's a new shit. Grande meal looking like Doche. Nigga got a crowd, no showcase. Nigga write my name, put low case. I been doing me, ho, are you okay? If my music too loud, you want some old shit. You eat a green, no, you can't beat me. Well, Superman's eyes can't see me. My game too strong, can't leave me. Your bitch outside, don't believe me. Weed makes you good, no sleep, sleep. 808 bumping in the RT. Rollie on my wrist, that's my RC. Got my neck piece out and I'm flooding it. Got frostbite just by touching it. Put your face on when I come around you. Don't ever wanna catch you sleeping. You can hold my pocket while I'm pimping. Leaning on the side with the J's. Your boy trying to do all kind of shit. King's tough food with the vitamins. Put hands on you like a Chinaman. Gucci, Gucci, no aerosol. I'm with that lightning, no thunder, no little pump. Your girl about the camel, so I'm running up. I put it on Yelp if it's bum enough. 5 stars when I'm acting up. In the streets if you tough enough. Stop them now, put them up. Sweet low, sweet chariot. Catch me at home and I carry it. Got demons on my leash. Cause a nigga can't have peace. If I catch you lurking, that's leaking. That's a hired gun on Lincoln. The way I talk, I've been drinking. If I talk too much, then I'm teaching. Take me out, set me free. Got a home base of that breeze. Bahamas smell, no beach. On my birthday, I want peaches. I'm a real nigga and I'm meeting. Don't give a fuck about colors. If the beat's gone and I'm busting, stop playing with me, it's blue season. You eat a green, no, you can't beat me. Well, Superman's eyes can't see me. My game too strong, can't leave me. Your bitch outside, don't believe me. Weed makes you good, no sleep, sleep. 808 bumping in the RT. Rollie on my wrist, that's my RC.
Yes, y'all. 2 minutes after 9 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's 27 minutes left in the show. We're going to be starting to ease our way towards the door. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure that we understand that mental illness is, you know, a very important issue in our community. Fellas, we got to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves mentally, physically, morally, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine. Make sure you're saying your prayers. Make sure you're talking. When you ain't got nobody to talk to, God is always there. Now, I told you when we came back we was going to talk about trigger words. People don't understand that you can call somebody in the morning when you're dealing with people with anxiety, dealing with people with depression, dealing with people who's dealing with mood swings or whatever, or even the woman who's dealing with menopause. And there's a certain type of menopause we men go through, like manopause or whatever the hell is, whatever the pause you want to call it, and everything. You have to watch what you say early in the morning. You can't call with that dumb shit and this, that, and the other. So just set them off. It's trigger words. You may not know what it may be. that's where the communication of you and your significant other need to come in, because you don't want to wake up and say the wrong shit to her, to him, and fuck up their whole day. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know what I mean? So it's best to try and stay in a positive mind state. In a positive mindset. Surrounding yourself with the people that want to see you do well, that want to see you succeed in life, that's going to encourage you to succeed in life. Instead of hanging around that motherfucker, excuse me, hanging around that motherfucker, I'm sorry, hanging around that person at work, or that person that you deal with on the daily and you can't even hear your own self think, it's time to back the hell up off their ass too. You know what I mean? And do what you're supposed to do and everything. Sometimes people take it a little, sometimes people take it a little overboard. But then again, you can't take nothing overboard when it's dealing with you. So I take that back. I take that back. It's all in the way we look at it. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the way we look at it, all in the way we perceive it, all the way we take it in. It's the presentation of how it comes off. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to make sure that we are secure in who we are to be able to deal with what's to come. Because we living in life. Life ain't going to stop happening. That's the thing. Life ain't going to stop throwing curves at you. Life ain't going to stop throwing bullshit at you. The whole nine. You know what I mean? So we got to learn how to cope, how to deal with what comes. That's kind of like play the cards that you were dealt. But you could always turn in your hand and get a fresh deck of cards. And you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense to anybody. You know what I mean? If I'm making sense to anybody, somebody send me a text. Hit me up at 702-475-1109 if you're hearing what I'm saying. If you're hearing the sounds that are coming out of my mouth, hit me up at 702-475-1109. Let me know. Say, West Coast, I hear what you're saying and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
It's the number one DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Yo! Sharp Rock coming back. Word up. Kick this out to my man Rob Swinger, Hot Dog, Dinky, Manager Butt, Ev Lover, you know what I'm saying? Dr. No. Here we go.
The
hitman, yes, the hitman, yo, you know it. The best quencher, the man on the sequencer. He was scared to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No cats in hats, bucks in some socks. Back to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust nuts. Not a pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board. The click in the B50, get nifty. Born with the gift, time to get tipped. Not with the manufacturing of a spliff, he never wrote one. Never sold none. The beats give me the high, the brought fame to us. And how we gonna kick it, huh?
Come on!
Chump has been dope since he came out the shaft of his box wood. Yes, I'm... Yo, he shouted and he blotted in the uterus, and they knew this about me was gonna be a dope MC. When I get on the mic, my windpipe strikes and ignites the lyric. When you hear it, you fear it in life. Chump is not a man that gets soup like Campbell. I'm the man with the plan of my jam self. Like a floor. I don't like dreaming, never ever beam, and never involved with girls like scheming or skiing or toboggan sledding, cause I'm shredding. Any thoughts of a wedding to Helen Keller? Listen to the room and me and Hitman Howie T is all about cooling. She went fuck wild, scream, yell, hollered. I told her I love her and then she did a solid. Did it real good like a nice girl shit. Rock polish waxed up the hood. Yo, Hitman Howie T, you should have seen her on me. She got all Vanessa Del Rio on me. But after she stuck, cause I had nothing left on the Martin Butler tip your tap step. But yo, cousin Howie T and me, our love is all about making a dope LP that will crush and sell the bum rush. Don't hush, how is on a doing, huh?
Some of us be frontin', some of us is really criminals. Swimming in the women and money we never had. It's sad, rock can turn a good homie bad. But not got cash though, I got full respect for no hassle. I'm still the same homie, light-skinned, curly afro. What's up though? I'm still the same nigga, a super freak. I blow a G a week, Cassie burn a rubber up the street. Rap homies, all we smoke is endo. So every time we puff, it's $20 out the window. But what is friends for? We gon' blow that dough regardless. My homies live a life and they ain't even rap artists. Rap money, we get that shit, blow it. We trick 30 G's and ain't got shit to show for it. Let me get that case of Moet, let me get that C.O.K. Let me get that Alta Bomb for my man from East L.A. Let me get that.
Rap kids get money, press up to get hunted. Be like all of this is on it. Which side rock the most? It don't matter cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Both driving in motion. We like where the kids go. We like anywhere. Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype. Young black kitchen. We mad hype. Station
and
smash right.
My liquid made a killing. We dropped 3 albums and got the whole world dancing on the ceiling. So I'm feeling like the villain that cracked that same combo. My homie had some I told him shoot him through my condo. He shot him through, they beat my CDQ. They started asking questions but scratched the interview. What y'all really wanna do? They said, I said, you like rap? Well, wrap your mouth around this. Rap niggas, young homies ballin'. We on the motorcycles doing 90s. I'm haulin' with the gold chain swingin', fallin' to this greed. This rap life got us buying toys we don't need. We don't need them jet skis, but let's buy them, just to try them. We flashing at the lake, we got all the ladies dying. A damn, and we can mess around with no wife. Cause all my homies is living a rap life.
Rap kids get money, press up to get hunted. Be like all of this is on it. Which side rock the most? It don't matter cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Boat, driving in motion. We like where the kids go. We like anywhere. Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype. Young black bitch and we mad hype. Got your station in the
jail. Right. First of all, before we move on, it's like a Yukon thorn. Slide the song like great poop on. Merging in the suburbs. Getting raw with greenery herb. Real illness and smack birds. Fat words showing proof how my gat work. Vote you kill. Smack a blackbird jetting in the act hurts. Big Jim stay grinning in the stick spinning. And kid rubbers to flex. Lex food tanning them. Sand posing flowing by coastal. East and west. Rocking our vest. Tanning might roast you. High powered hydraulic. Eddie Bauer. Rock Walla. Who Walla. Slang bit niches on the collar. Amp might glow. I might lamp set up shop and glow. Shining like a lamppost. My camp post. Green leather. Green leaves forever. Born to do whatever. Corns and crab horns. They roll together. What up, cash? Black hash. We invented the spaz. I like 16 niches over 10 bags. Realness is gonna rock. Fakeness is gonna slit out. Take the next issue, maggot in the vid eye.
rap drama. The drama never comes. I'll be on the cell phone, tripping off my baby mom, trying to make her understand I get paid to rhyme. I don't show up at your job, so don't show up at mine. Cause there's no biz like showbiz if y'all sack me. Show money, that's like pimping, cause we get it tax free. Catch a check for 33, cut straight from SRC. Take it straight to any kind of cash, my with no ID. Rap women, they always be around us, cause we from out of town and they be loving out of town. It's worshiping motherfuckers like a TV evangelist, cause they from where they from and we straight from Los Angeles. Rap money.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Ray, man? Let's go half on the football team.
Yo, I was thinking about buying two basketballs. What's up?
Hey.
What do? Matter of fact, we can do that. Rap
kids get money, pressed up and get hunted. Be like all of us is on it. Which side rocks the most? It don't matter, cousin, get notes. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Boats, driving in motion. Be like, where the kids go? We like, hey, where? Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype, young black bitch, and we mad hype. Got the station and the cash right.
Labo. Shout out to my nigga Jew.
It's Jew on the track.
I got a money crush. Sir, hit
him. I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I want. Yeah. Your nigga really started from the bottom. Now yeah. Say more money, more power. Yeah. Your nigga really started, yeah. I was yeah. Now I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I want. Your nigga really started from the bottom. Just say more money, more problems. Your nigga really, really kept for nothing. Now I'm money crushing.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I wanna. Your nigga really started from the bottom. It's yeah. Way more money, more power. Yeah. Your nigga really started out with nothing. Now I'm in love yeah. with the money. I can buy anything I wanna. Your yeah. nigga really started from the bottom. It's yeah. Way more money, more power. Your nigga really, really came from nothing. Now I'm money crushing. Since I'm crushing all my money, you know I gotta get it in a hurry. Your nigga chasing bands like it's nothing. I just want all of the money. So a nigga had to say something. I done bought coke with the money. I done sold dope for some money. Now I wet my ass with the honey. I can do anything I wanna. I might cop a burner. I hit a nigga with the llama. I told these niggas I'm a problem. They ain't wanna listen. Just talk about this money that I'm getting. A nigga said he's spending. I done made bands in the kitchen. Counting dirty money, hands itching. Please pay attention. Niggas said he's tripping. Niggas going up missing. Fucking with that boy, sir, hit him. You're a killer. Gas back, smoking on killer. I be in the jungle with gorillas. Just tryna get to the squirrel.
You know.
Fuck nigga, ain't no one to hit him. I got round drum, make him shiver. Now his body cold as a zipper. I'm a side paper hard winner. So I can ball. Nigga said he wishin' for a coma. Then tell a nigga run up. I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I want. Yeah. Your nigga really started from the bottom. Just yeah. more money, more power. Yeah. Your nigga really started out with yeah. nothing. Now I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I want. Your nigga really started from the bottom. Just spending more money, more problems. Your nigga really, really kept for nothing. Now I'm money crushing.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the money. Yeah. I can buy anything I want. Your nigga really started from the bottom. Just yeah. more money, more power. Yeah. Your nigga really started out with nothing. Now I'm in love with the money. I can buy anything I want. Your nigga really started from the bottom. And say more money, more problems. Your nigga really, really care for nothing. Now I'm money crushing. I'm in love with the money. I can sell dope if I wanna. Cause your nigga really care for nothing. I really, really started from the bottom. But now I got money. I was really hungry. Playing around, bro, wasn't cutting it. I had to do something. Yeah. Lift a couple bricks, now I'm starting. Coming soon, I'm 20, 50, 100.
Yeah.
Nigga do something. I'm rocking up this money like it's nothing. Like nigga steady bluffing. What? Niggas really don't be getting money.
No.
Niggas ain't even got a hustle. Never had a pack in, never sold nothing. I be in the trap house with all my junkies. They already know that I got it. And that shit fire. The dope got wider. The prices got higher. Pockets got fatter. It don't even matter. Don't get the money cause I'm tired of the shot. I can do it out with the money. I can buy a drum or army. I'd rather have a drum cause I don't need nobody. Money make her come, she don't need nobody. I just want some head in a Rari. I'm just tryna be the big talk of the party. You was on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That shit was giving me a headache. I ain't gonna lie. And everything. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. ain't even gonna lie, that shit was gonna be a headache and everything. You know what I mean? But like I say, y'all hit us up at 657-383-0199. 657-383-0199. You know, or send us a text to our text line, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic is mental illness between black men and women in today's society. We've talked about this before, you know, and we're going to keep on talking about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all deal with mental illness in some sort of way. Of course, I am guilty of that. Been dealing with it and everything, and it's been working out. I haven't been getting any counseling, but I've been meditating, you know, which is good for depression, anxiety, meditation, relaxation, quiet time, breathing exercises. If you're the type of person that may overthink things or overanalyze things, stuff like that, that's just a thing of breathing, control, you know what I'm saying, mental connection with yourself, you know, a lot of this stuff we can control and deal with. It's the mental connection that we're having the problem of making, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is and everything. So it's the mental connection that we have to make and everything. We just have to be in that mind state. Sometimes you have to take a little more time than usual to wake up in the morning, you know what I mean? Because waking up abruptly and too fast and rushing throw your whole day off and everything. You go in with one blue sock, one black sock or something like that, and you know, shirt on backwards or something like that, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, I've been walking around all day like this. That's because your mind is moving faster than you are. Learn how to calm down, you know what I'm saying? There's more ways to calm down than just smoking weed and drinking and things like that. Those are the things that sometimes we need to stay away from, you know. Now, I'm an avid weed smoker, you know what I'm saying? I am guilty of that, but the drinking, I'm cool on that, because the drinking makes you think a whole totally different way along with the weed and everything, you know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, we just have to make sure that we are maintaining and make sure that we are in our right frame of mind. You can't make sure that anybody else is in their right frame of mind, because if you're not in your right frame of mind to help them deal with them or to help you think out a strategy to deal with them, two people in the right frame of mind ain't gonna accomplish shit. I'm for real. You're not gonna accomplish nothing. Y'all gonna wind up arguing because you're feeling one way and that person is feeling another way. You're both trying to encourage each other, but it's coming back as if it's not working, so you're gonna bump heads. We just need to learn how to take those deep breaths. Calm down. I had to learn how to take the deep breaths, calm down, and still stay positive and still keep forward and everything. This is why I had to make sure that I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about anybody else. I'm just telling you about me. You know what I mean? You got your boy coming to you live and direct, 9:22 a.m. Y'all, 37 minutes left of the show. Like I said, we're going to start keeping our way towards the door and everything. It's time to get up out of here, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all know what it is. We got a special show coming up this Saturday with my man Mike Norris and everything. Entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, travel consultant like myself. He's going to come on and share his stories of success, how he changed his credit score, how he's advancing in his dreams, how he is following his dreams and chasing his dreams, you know what I'm saying? So y'all want to make sure y'all tune into that this Saturday morning, you know what I'm saying? Our fall outpour coming back, we'll be back on Saturday, starting this Saturday, okay, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I think we're only doing 1 hour on Saturday. So make sure you guys tune in. You know what I mean? Hit us up, 657-383-0199. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Go play some more music. We're going to get the hell up out of here. Alright? Alright.
Draw down on you and your partner so perfect. You won't think this shit will hurt. I can speak the verse, the king under the repercussions. AK clips are Russian, blood is Russian. Cold ass Swiss account, so you know my coat's a Tuscan. Candy Ruskin, nigga on my belt. Black Kush weed, nigga put it in the L. Black meat, cover up the living room chair. Chinchilla cover up my bitches over there. West side, I can make a killing over there. East side, I can't count without Slim. 40 on deck, can't kill him without him. Three crazy, front pocket on Bill.
Kicking my shit, check coolin', bout to smoke another O. Kicking my feet up, young nigga cheat up, probably rolling with your hoe. Now all these folk got something to say about where I be and where I go. I heard nigga was looking for me, pussy nigga, here I go.
Probably with your bitch, bitch, but can't fit up in the seat. Turn a whole book, it's two purple zip. Turn a whole band, made the AP glitch. She don't wanna fuck me, she wanna fuck my wrist. Tell her like young Joe, fuck that bitch.
Say fuck that.
Bought a 357, went back to the neighborhood, but that bitch.
You nigga better go on with the bus shit. I sent 50 then empty out another clip. I'm west side, round my hoop to steal. On the phone, seeing what my little cousin is.
I'm on the south side right now. Ain't nothing in the whip, but some dope and some tools.
Hey, my nigga, we so deep, so no, even if it ain't on me, I'm shot like a fool.
I know nigga that could work, bitch. Ride with bricks like it's no rich. Buddy, yeah, he caught too fast. On some motherfucking folk, I get.
So these niggas say they need this pussy to me. 10 years in the game, still a rookie to me. You don't like what I'm saying, hear me. It's how you pay right now, nigga. You ain't gotta look for me. I was kicking my shit, check coolin', bout to smoke another O. Kicking my feet up, young nigga cheat up, probably rolling with your hoe. Now all these folk got something to say about where I be and where I go. I heard nigga was looking for me, pussy nigga, here I go.
I'm made for this. Steak and lobster, my table's this. Been kicking this flavor shit. No lacoste for this gator, bitch.
Watch out, ho.
Tro is my brother from another mother. We made the clip. And me and Slim from Decatur trick. Fuck with us, get your tater split. I spit rhymes like I'm 6'9 in my cadences. Three pricks trying to depict lines. Click trying to portray this shit. Bitch, I'm big time, don't play with this. I got 6'9, when I click mine, your whole click dying. Arcade is.
Yeah.
We the 300, nigga, if you want the hoe, you better come and get her. It's pimping here, I ain't no babysitter. I got 30 shoes with Gator in them. Pussy-ass nigga, so lango, I bad for the limelight. Fuck what you heard, that chopper get a motherfucker mind right.
I was kicking my shit, check coolin', bout to smoke another hoe. Kicking my feet up, young nigga cheat up, probably rollin' with your hoe. Now all these folk got something to say about where I be and where I go. I heard nigga was looking for me, pussy nigga, here I go.
They be swinging on the track like a lumberjack. I'm doper than a drum full of crack.
I get it poppin' like a lightning bolt. Yeah, motherfucker, I got my thunder back. My looks made your sister wanna ride the dick. My beats made your brother wanna bow the rap. My smoke song made your daddy wanna roll the blunt. And mama holler, get up out the gas line for that. Turn from a human to a wolf on a song. Bitch, I rip these shows, you can act these hoes. They be standing in the front of screaming, we want more. I was at it for an hour, she couldn't catch a grip, but still she want more. After the show, I handled my motherfucking bin and me, I say more. See, I sent me a song. He said, OG, murk that bitch. He said it real familiar and it was real familiar. So I let up that, hurt that bitch. Give a fuck, that was up. Give a shit on my dick. Give a damn. Here I am. You looking for me, bitch?
And I'm faded. This cush feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling that crated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's thirsty. Man, I stay on that Ciroc. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga. No snitch nigga, I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. Rolling up some good, shawty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga. No snitch nigga, I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways.
I love it.
bet 400, young blood.
He ain't got nothing. He's selling wolf tickets, baby.
I call and raise you FOMO. What you gonna do about that?
Yeah, what you gonna do about that? They came around with the big boy.
I call you.
Take it to me, baby.
Four aces, baby.
That's right, baby. Just be cool, baby. Just be cool. We can work this out. Just be cool.
Yes. Tony, Tony, Tony. And DJ Quick.
You didn't think we could flip it on your man, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now, you trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way, I'd rather have a mimosa with Chris Allen OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked, but wait a sec.
The function zone, around midnight,
uh-huh.
What time is
at the nursery so you get slow on the anniversary. Feel me, I dip, dip, die. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you wanna max this because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your text.
Let's get down, let's get down, come on, let's get down, it's high class action, come on, let's
It's the number one DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, y'all, we're about to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? We got people in the office and everything, doing maintenance and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, make sure if you got anybody in your family today that you know that deals with mental illness, depression, or anxiety, give them a call today. See how they doing. You just don't know how much that phone call means to them. You reaching out and just checking on them and seeing how they doing. Do a wellness check. I tell you guys to do that on the daily. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff, everybody that's been involved in working behind the scenes and making sure that this show goes off on the daily. I truly, 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 truly appreciate you and love you with all of my whole heart. You know what I'm saying? So listen, for myself and everybody else, y'all, love, peace, and hair grease. Y'all take care of one another, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow. It'll be another day, a new day, a new journey, new adventure. All right then, y'all be good to one another, and I'll check you out. Peace.
Your mom's is so poor. She went to McDonald's and put a shake or a layaway.
Oh. Is your mother so old she knew Central Park when it's just a plant?
Your mom's hair so nappy she gotta take painkillers to comb her hair.
Forget
them girls, man.
What's up?
Yo, I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story in my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping foreign with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
But you say he's just a friend. Oh!
college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.